The Short Attention Span Philosopher. Today, three from Joseph Heller's Catch 22. The first, the soldier in white was encased from head to toe in plaster and gauze. He had two useless legs and two useless arms. He had been smuggled into the ward during the night, and the men had no idea he was among them until they awoke in the morning and saw the two strange legs hoisted from the hips, the two strange arms anchored up perpendicularly, all four limbs pinioned strangely in air by lead weights suspended darkly above him that never moved. Sewn into the bandages over the insides of both elbows were zippered lips, through which he was fed clear fluid from a clear jar. A silent zinc pipe rose from the cement on his groin and was coupled to a slim rubber hose that carried waste from his kidneys and dipped it efficiently into a clear stoppered jar on the floor. When the jar on the floor was full, the jar feeding his elbow was empty, and the two were simply switched quickly so the stuff could drip back into him. And next? There was only one catch, and that was Catch 22, which specified that a concern for one's own safety in the face of dangers that were real and immediate was the process of a rational mind, or was crazy and could be grounded. All he had to do was to ask, and as soon as he did, he would no longer be crazy and would have to fly more missions, or would be crazy to fly more missions and sane if he didn't. But if he was sane, he had to fly them. If he flew them, he was crazy and didn't have to. But if he didn't want to, he was sane and had to. Yossarian was moved very deeply by the absolute simplicity of this clause of Catch 22 and let out a respectful whistle. And finally, Appleby, who was as large as Yossarian and as strong, and who swung at Yossarian as hard as he could, with a punch that flooded Chief White Halfoat with such joyous excitement that he turned and busted Colonel Mudis in the nose, with a punch that filled General Dreedle with such mellow gratification that he had Colonel Cathcart throw the chaplain out of the officers' club, and ordered Chief White Halfoat moved into Doc Denneke's tent, where he could be under a doctor's care 24 hours a day, and be kept in good enough physical condition to bust Colonel Mudis in the nose again whenever General Dreedle wanted him to. Sometimes General Dreedle made special trips from wing headquarters with Colonel Mudis and his nurse just to have Chief White Halfoat bust his son-in-law in the nose.